I judge not myself here. Don't have to judge yourself. I feel sorry for these people that have to go to confession. And they'll call good evil and evil good. They'll confess things that are not sinful at all in the sight of God, and the things that are really sin. I listened to a holiness preacher, a woman. She really preached like a house of fire. And she would point at you. If you had any yellow in your glasses, your glass frame, or if you dared have a pen that was yellow, you went straight to hell, to a devil's hell. And I tell you, she had real unction in her preaching. But she didn't see the spiritual bride that possessed her. These little things were hell-born sins. She told how that as a child she had stolen a penny. And it came to her mind, no, she had stolen a penny when she was a child. So she hunted up the party she stole it from. And she says it took a long, long time before she was got up enough courage to return that penny. What a sin. Mind you, a penny with an Indian head on one side and God we trust on the other. And she'd stolen a penny. And she was preaching really in real unction, Mike. And she said, you know, if I hadn't returned that penny, I would have gone into a devil's hell to roast for all eternity. But you didn't see the Luciferian pride that possessed her. She had no sense of that at all. Beloved, it's a wonderful thing when the Lord judges us.